Coach, if you would, open up with a statement.
Well, I thought it was a great college football game. Both teams played really hard. And, you know, they kind of grabbed the momentum when we came out in the third quarter and turned the ball over. But I'm proud of our kids. They fought back. Kept playing. And we finally got a break there and was able to take it down and take advantage of it. Like I said, it was a college football game.
Questions for Coach Johnson?
Third quarter was interesting. You guys had bad luck with, like, ran into his own guy, fumbled the ball. And just seemed to spiral a little bit there offensively.
Well, we fumbled the ball and it kind of changed the momentum a little bit. And then we got a terrible illegal formation call. We were in unbalanced. It's pretty, you know, there was nothing illegal about it. But, you know, we didn't make plays on the fourth down play. We had kind of what I wanted, and we turned the dang four eye loose in the B gap. And so, you know, we didn't play perfect all day, but we made plays. It was kind of a microcosm of our season. We can't get off the field. But in the second half, we don't give up a lot of points. And when we have to on defense, we held them to a couple field goals, and that was the difference in the game. And then we hit a couple of those play-action passes, and it was on for there.
The touchdown run by Searcy, was that supposed to be a throwback?
It was either or. It was a throwback to the quarterback, but it was third down. And when we took time out, it was like, it's third down. If it's not there, don't force it. And I think it froze them. He looked like he was going to throw it, and it kind of froze them, and he was able to get it in. Great play, individual play by Quay.
Can you talk about what it's like? I think the first coach probably 50 years and then 3 year.
Not bad for a bunch of 80th ranked recruiting classes, huh, Mark?
What did you say to the team, I guess, to keep the positive momentum going in the fourth quarter down 13?
We just keep playing. Keep playing.
Did Georgia make any adjustments to shut down the perimeter in the third quarter there?
No, we were missing the linebackers on some blocks. And what happened is we didn't run very many plays, so it was magnified. You know, when you miss a block and you have to punt, then it becomes magnified, you know.
Can you talk about Brad today? He came back and
Brad Stewart?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a couple of nice plays. The one play action where we, you know, we got behind everybody and it was a big play in the game. And then the one coming off the goal line was a nice play. We had they turned the front side A back loose and we didn't see him, so we came right back, ran the same play, and they turned him loose again.
A lot of people made contributions, J.J. Green being one of them.
It was a team win. Yeah, you know, it was a team win. I think that, you know, we hung in there on defense too because, you know, that's hard to do when they're knocking you back and driving the ball and running the ball. But we hung in there, made them kick some field goals, got a huge stop when we didn't make it on fourth down. And, you know, so it was one of those games.
Lance just seems to have a knack for delivering when you need it.
Do what?
Lance also just seems to have a knack for
– Yeah, thank goodness. I mean, he caught that deflection and kind of went right to him. It was a tough catch. You know, he's made a lot of big plays for us this year.
Because all three of your wins here, you thought at a point you seemed – down and out.
We like coming from behind here. Yeah, it's kind of the way it works.
What does it say about the team, though, that they're able to do that in this environment?
We just keep playing. You know, we keep playing. I mean, you know, this team don't get a whole lot of respect, nor does the program. And so you just keep playing. It's and I think that they've done a really good job of doing that. We don't listen to anybody. We just play.
You talked about it. You guys played really well in the second half, minus the North Carolina game. Just the resiliency of the team after you had a tough, you know, first half of the schedule. We played like Clemson and Miami and all those teams.
Well, I think if you're, you know, I want to give my staff a shout out too, because if you're coaching, you're getting better as the year goes along. And this football team is a way better team now than it was at the first of the year. So I think we're better. Not to be confused with making it look pretty all the time, but they're gritty and they fight and they hang in there. And they're confident in themselves. They're confident that we're going to dial it up and we're going to get it done when we got to. We hadn't always done it. Sometimes you fall short, but it's not for lack of confidence.
It's seemed like Justin took your kind of challenge to be more aggressive.
Thought he did a nice job getting downhill on some options. The I'm glad he didn't. The second down play to the left looked like he might could have hit it up in there and scored. But, you know, I think he's, what, the second quarterback to win two games against Georgia in a long time. So, you know, he made some big plays in the passing game.
Coach, I'm gratified for you to finish out 5 of the last 6 and knock off 2 SEC teams along the way.
It's always gratifying. I think, you know, after it looked like we were out of the conference race, our goal was to win 9 games, and we've got a chance. You know, when I said that, people thought I was crazy, but we got a chance to win 9 games. And, you know, I stressed to our team, I think it's happened 8 times in the last 50 years, so it's a big deal. And it's something that that we've, you know, fought for. Now they're in a position. We've got to enjoy this one and then get ready to go play whoever in the bowl game.
Do you feel like you guys have made a strong showing of why you should be in one of the better bowl games now with the second half?
You know, I don't know how all that works. There's a lot of politics involved, I'm sure. But we're just happy to be going to a bowl game, and we'll go play wherever they want us.
A couple more for Coach.
You call this team gritty and work hard and that type of thing. That's the kind of team that you love, isn't it?
That's the kind of teams I've always coached. Whether it was at Georgia Southern or Navy or here or whatever, it's teams, hard work. You know, nobody's worried about who gets the headlines. Nobody's worried about who gets that. Just keep playing.
Okay. Anything else for Coach?
Did JJ seem like he had a little extra juice today?
Yeah, I thought he played well. He got dinged a little bit there on that play coming off the goal line, so he was out. But I thought he played well, played hard.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
I don't know, fellas.